Elon Musk has been making quite a splash with his changes at Twitter, mass sackings, a staff ultimatum, and allowing Donald Trump, among others, back on the site. But there is a lot of activity happening behind the scenes as well. Dozens of advertisers who spend billions of dollars each year spruiking their goods on Twitter are reportedly leaving the site as concerns about Musk's and the platform's trajectory grow. Ryan Mack is a technology reporter for the New York Times based in Los Angeles. Welcome to Breakfast.
Thanks for having me.
How difficult is the picture for Elon Musk as far as advertisers are concerned now?
Well, at this point, you know, we should take a look at, you know, the past revenue of Twitter. Advertising makes up about 90% of the revenue at the company. And a lot of companies have paused their advertising. You know, big brands like GM and Volkswagen have all stopped. And it's created the kind of ugly atmosphere at the company where he's needing to find money from other places.
Some of the advertisers seem to be announcing quite publicly that they're departing, others doing so more quietly. Is it clear what the decision metrics are for these advertisers that are jumping ship?
It's just largely due to the uncertainty of what's going on, as well as some of the decision making by Elon Musk himself. I mean, the decision to, for example, let Donald Trump back on the platform, to quote unquote let more free speech reign on the platform, has concerned a lot of advertisers who are pretty conservative. They don't want to have their ad content placed next to potential hate speech or misinformation or what have you. So a lot of folks have paused at this point. It's more of a wait and see approach. And I can assume that they're not liking what they're seeing at this point in time.
I'm interested in that idea, right? Because it's pretty clear that Twitter has been a space that has been toxic for some time. Why only now are these advertisers making that decision? I mean, you know, there's been years of reporting of people being harassed, abused, racist remarks, everything you can imagine on Twitter. And yet they've chosen to put their ad spend there.
Yeah, I think that's a fair question. I mean, you know, bear in mind, Twitter is not like a Facebook or a Google. It's not a main advertising platform in the first place. And yes, over the years, you know, hate speech, misinformation have been a major problem at Twitter. I've covered that extensively. But what you're seeing now is, you know, Elon Musk saying, we're actually going to, you know, or at least giving the impression that we're going to actually ratchet those controls down even further. And so you may even start to see more misinformation and hate speech. Now he's claiming that's not the case, and he's putting out some kind of half-baked stats showing, you know, I don't know what he's actually showing, but he's claiming that there's less hate speech on the site. But these advertisers are certainly spooked, and what we have seen are these decisions to let back, you know, President Trump, for example, who, you know, used the platform to incite violence on January 6th. This week, you know, Elon has said, you know, we're going to give amnesty to anyone that was previously banned. And so I think those decisions are going to continue to spook a lot of these advertisers.
I suspect in part because Elon Musk tends to give the impression that this Twitter purchase is about having a plaything. We can land in a space of thinking there's not, you know, there's not a lot serious about the finances of this, but he borrowed $13 billion. There must be some pretty nervous creditors at the moment.
I mean, you have to, it's bizarre kind of covering this because he does say things that don't hold up to scrutiny. For example, we'll go back to the advertising discussion. He said he was going to have a content moderation council, this council to review decision-making on the platform. And then he goes and kind of unilaterally decides, you know, to let certain accounts back on the platform. You know, the same thing goes with how he's approaching Twitter as a business. Initially, he said, you know, this is not for the money. I'm not in it for the purposes of running a business. I'm in it because, you know, this is the global town square. I'm in it, you know, because of free speech. And at the same time, you know, he's realizing he has to run this as a business. He has investors, equity investors. He has, as you mentioned, a lot of that debt. That debt leads to about $1 billion of debt he has to pay off every year. And so he's realizing he has to, you know, there's even the world's richest man has to comply by, I guess, the laws of business here.
And so how does that work if the company's losing hundreds of millions of dollars? How do they even start to pay back that debt? And what's happening to the banks behind the loans that got this deal across the line in the first place? I've read that some of them at least are seeking out other hedge funds and asset managers to try and offload some of the debt.
Well, yeah, some of them are spooked. They're selling the debt at, you know, percentage on the dollar, you know, seeing reports of 70, 60 cents on the dollar of that debt, you know, they're also worried as well. And, you know, it kind of remains to be seen how this plays out. But I think Tesla investors will be spooked. You know, he may have to sell off more of his Tesla equity to cover the costs. He's going to have to drive new lines of business. You can see, you know, this new Twitter Blue subscription service that he's trying to promote and sell. But that only gets you so far, you know, and I think he's realizing, you know, advertising is a major, major part of Twitter's business. And without those new lines of business, he's certainly in trouble.
So do you foresee a moment when reality overtakes for Twitter and for Elon Musk as far as the plain economics of it are concerned?
Yes, but it's hard to say when that is. And, you know, Elon is a guy who has, I mean, for all his faults, has proven people wrong over the long run, you know, whether that's firing rockets into space or electrifying automobiles. So, you know, and he has run his businesses very close to the sun. You know, there's been instances, we had this story where, you know, he's run his companies close to bankruptcy multiple times, and he's pulled it out. At least so far. So you have this kind of odd push and pull with Elon Musk, and you don't really know where the situation is going to end up, but certainly the economic picture right now does not look good for him.
Ryan Mack, technology reporter from the New York Times, thanks so much.
Thank you.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.
I hope you're enjoying our coverage of international affairs on RN Brekkie. And if you're looking for more stories that put world events into context, then look for Between the Lines on the ABC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.